It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
After a really short night's sleep, didn't get enough sleep that night, and you have to get up in the morning and help your family start their day, prepare their breakfasts and lunches, and who knows how many other things you have to do before you run out the door, most of us reach for a cup of coffee to charge our engines. Carolina, do you think booster smoothies would be a better first step rather than coffee?
Ooh, do I ever. I do. Well, first of all, you and I have talked about it before, that glass of water, right? We both start our days with a big, tall glass of water.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
We're always telling people to do that. But, I mean, not that I think coffee is bad to have a cup of coffee in the morning, but there is really much more efficient ways to get your brain going. So coffee might be good to kind of wake you up a little bit, but to get your brain going and your children's brain going right before they get to school, I love the idea of a good smoothie for breakfast. I think that's
all right. I'm going to stop you right there for a minute, because people think caffeine gets their brain going. So, and you're saying that the smoothies, it may not be the best way to get your brain. Could you, revved up and functioning. What is your thought on that?
Well, you know, and I'm going to give you here my expert advice without knowing too much of the scientific back behind this. But basically, coffee is going to wake you up. So it will probably jolt your brain into starting, but there will be no focus as far as I know. So it's kind of like a rush of energy bolt, but it won't necessarily help you focus. It won't necessarily help you organize your thoughts and really get started in the day. So, it's like when your mom wakes you up for school. It'll push you off the bed, but what's going to get you going into back to the bathroom to change your clothes kind of thing?
That's hilarious. Having a cup of coffee is like pushing someone out of bed and to get them up in the morning. It's not such a great way to start your day. That's hilarious. All right, so we need some quick and easy, you know, we're talking about a time deficiency here. Quick and easy smoothies are really going to boost our minds, get us focused. You know, memory is such an issue with people. They've got 5,000 things on the to-do and they can't even remember, you know, what they went into a room to get one sometimes, even after a cup of coffee. So what do we drink instead?
You're so right. A lot of people tell me, oh, I don't have time for smoothies. And I just laugh because I feel like they're joking or they're kidding. I'm like, well, I can make a smoothie faster than you can make toast. I promise you. And then I tell them, they're like, oh, okay. You know, but it's true. First of all, a little planning goes a long way. All right. And if you see a recipe for a smoothie that has more than maybe five ingredients, it's a good smoothie still, but it's one that maybe for a different time of the day, because it will require some extra preparation. So you want simple, easy, fast, and if you do some planning over the weekend, it's super fast. I like to have at least one leaf in my smoothie, and it can be frozen or fresh. It doesn't matter. So spinach, baby spinach is a great one, or kale is another great one. I like to have at least one berry, a strawberry, a blueberry, a raspberry, wild blueberry, because those are going to be great in antioxidants. So they're going to be part of that brain boosting thing that we've been talking about. And then I like to have a second fruit of some sort. It can be anything. I like banana when I'm looking for something more smooth. And then any extra fruit and vegetable I want to throw in that are bonus, but those are the basic ones. And then I want to have some fat and protein to hold me over, because I can't have a snack an hour later, okay? So I need something that's going to hold me over. I need fat and protein and some fiber. Those are the three ingredients to holding you over. Hemp hearts from Manitoba Harvest are great quality. They have great omegas in there. There's your fat. They have some protein and some fiber, and they're plant sourced. So great way to start the day. Or you can use a tablespoon or two of any kind of nut butter. Once again, nut butter has almond, peanuts, cashew, sunflower seed, and even tahini that you can add to smoothies, and that's another great option. And they all add fiber as well, but you can always add flax seeds, chia seeds are great options. And then I like to top it off with water. I don't like to use juice ever, but I will use sometimes almond milk or regular milk for my kids if they want. or a coconut water, for example. But I stay away from the juices.
Yeah, I use a water base always. And I know coconut water would be one that I should probably use on more frequently. But what yeah. we do is you get a large blender. We'll make, well, it depends how many smoothies you're making for your children. By the way, this all applies to your children as well, not just to you, mom and dad who are listening, not yeah. to just adults. We all need to get started. And hopefully you're not giving your kids coffee in the morning to get them started or caffeine of any kind. But what we do is I make a bunch in a large blender, and then I put them in the ice box with lids, refrigerated with lids, so that I have some already prepared for a few days, and then I'll do that again later in the week. And that if you aren't making feeding a whole lot of people in the morning, you could do that as well and make it a lot easier for yourself. So, but we recommend them for kids as well. Again, one of the things we just did a show on avocados. They are great fat filler, satiating, flavor enriching food to put into a smoothie. All right, afternoon. It's 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I too deal with that slump. So, we've got working moms here as well. What do you recommend that they do or we do?
Yeah, that's probably about the time most moms go through those coffee drive-thrus for, some blended coffee beverage. So two things
you can do. Wait a minute. You mean a coffee milkshake or coffee sugar shake, right? They're not really. Yeah. You said it blended. I'm going to get right to the point. They're high calorie, high sugar, high creamy. Not so great, right? Anyway,
I know. Carry on. They really are. They really kind of, break your whole plan for the day. But anyways, I digress. So why not make them at home? And it's not that hard. And if you can't get to home, it's something you can actually make it ahead of time too, like Ellen was telling you, put it in the fridge. This one's a super easy one. It's just one frozen banana, and then I throw in 2 tablespoons of almond butter, and I put some Greek yogurt, so if I want something richer and more smooth going, and then a little bit of water or some almond milk if I want either or. Now, for moms, that's where you can throw in your shot of coffee right there if you really want that afternoon coffee. And for kids, of course, always just leave that out. And then also, I'm going to give an idea. If you've never tried a smoothie with green tea instead of coffee, try that. Green tea is just as great for giving you that jolt of energy in the afternoon, and it's got some extra benefits. So try the green tea too. I think it's a good idea.
And again, if you have a nut allergy, sunflower butter is fabulous. And of course, the one that has proven to taste better than all the others is, once again, nut butter. We do love that. You have a recipe you were going to recommend for breakfast. I think I jumped you through that. What is the name of that recipe? Just give it to us real quick.
Oh, sure. It's our brain fuel. I love that smoothie. It's baby spinach, 1/2 cup of frozen strawberries, 1/2 banana, can be frozen or not, 1/2 cup of blueberries from Nature Ripe, and then 2 tablespoons of hemp hearts by Manitoba Harvest. And remember I talked about planning ahead? One of the ways is, like Ellen said, to make extra and leave it in the fridge. The other way is to prepackage all the ingredients you need in little plastic sealable bags and just leave it in the freezer. So in the morning, you just grab that bag, fill it up with water, and you're good to go. And that's how I make my smoothie faster than you can make toast. So some preparation is key there, and you can really get them done pretty fast and on the table within 2 minutes tops.
And they stick with you. It's just so important. Coffee, you're hungry right away, right? So that's why you reach for those sweets and then
that's
you're
right.
really off to a bad start.
Yeah, and not to forget that it's a great way to start your day with some vegetables. We're supposed to be eating 5 to 7 servings of vegetables a day. So if you don't eat some at breakfast, you're going to have to eat a ton of them at lunch and dinner. And that's just hard to do. But anyways, Ellen, we have so many more smoothie recipes to share with you guys. So I want everybody to go to kidcritics.org, and that's KIDKRITICS.org, on the recipe tab and look for smoothies. And also check out how you can enter to win some food on the left-hand side column of our website. And in the meantime, please eat well and stay well.